Welcome to your five for the day. If someone was to ask you what book you consider to be the most popular book in the world today, would you know? Well, you might say it could be a book by one of the world's greatest authors. There's Shakespeare. He wrote a good many plays, sonnets, etc. Or perhaps it's Agatha Christie, who wrote a number of whodunits. This type of book seems to be particularly popular at the moment. Or perhaps you think it could be a Welsh author, such as Dylan Thomas, who brought everyday Welsh life into his writing. If you thought it was a book by any of these, you would be wrong. For the book that is constantly top of the bestseller list is, in fact, the Bible. Do you read it? Have you ever read it? Does it mean anything to you? Or sadly, like so many books, it's the most neglected. It's too dry. It has no relevance for us today. There's a story told of a girl that had been given a book as an award for help that she had given to a friend. She started reading the book, but found it not very interesting at all, and so she just put it away on the shelf and forgot all about it and had no interest to read it again. A good few years went by, and as sometimes happened, she started keeping company with a young man that she had met at a social evening. She knew nothing about this person, but on a night out together, she eventually got round to asking him what his day job was. Oh, he said, I'm a writer. I write books. On the way home, it all clicked. The book and the author's name came together. She hurried home, took that book down off the shelf, and began to read it again. Oh, what a difference this time. It was so interesting. It didn't take her long to read it all. Well, you may ask, what changed? Well, the answer is just this. She had fallen in love with the author of the book, and that completely changed her perspective. Friends, until you fall in love with Jesus Christ, then the Bible, God's book, will remain a dry, closed book, despite the fact that it contains the greatest story ever told, the story of God's redeeming love, the greatest sacrifice ever made when God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take the punishment for our sins. It gives the greatest hope man could have of heaven one day. What more do you need? Perhaps the Bible has been on your shelf for a very long time. You may have been tempted to take it down and start reading it. Why not start reading it today? I can guarantee you will see what I've said is true. The entrance of God's Word gives light. Oh, by the way, don't judge a book by its cover.